this one just, it hurts. It does. That we had it right there at the grasp of our hands, and we had what we drew up, and that's, Braden had a great look at the basket. We were going to the basket. That's what we wanted to do, was try to get a good look, going to the rim, put the pressure on them. And yeah, we all remember this last shot. But throughout the game, I told them there were numerous times that we had a look here or there that just didn't go in. And those right there were not in this situation. So, yeah, this one hurts, and that's the one you kind of remember. But there was a lot of other opportunities. And I just told these seniors that they put a lot of time and effort into this program, and this one just hurts. It does. It's not, I don't want to get rid of these 10 seniors that have put all this heart and energy into it and done so much for this program to help bring us to that next level. And it's just, it's hard right now. It's
tough to let go. Spirit Lake did not trail in the first quarter. And what a second quarter. 7 lead changes. You guys lead by 3 at the break.
Yeah, our guys battled, and we did everything we asked them to do tonight. And we wanted to be in the game at halftime. We wanted to be ahead or close to them so that we could come out in the second half and throw that press on them. And our guys battled. We got good looks inside. We finished. We hit the offensive glass and rebounded well. We did all those things that we've talked about all year long to put us in a situation where we had a chance here tonight.
Yeah, that pressure paid off big time in the third quarter. You built as much as an 8-point lead late in the third quarter. Michael Knapp starting that off with a 3-pointer.
Yeah, big three over there in the corner. Started that was a big play for us. It was a good confidence booster, and we hit that shot, and our guys just kind of, the energy was just there, and we got some steals off that press and really made them work hard out of that and really pushed the tempo there that third quarter, I thought. And then we were getting a little tired, so we had to pull it back off a little bit. But I thought our guys did a great job battling tonight and did everything they could have for us and gave us a situation there to have that play. And give Spirit Lake credit. They didn't have Coburn in the second half, and they had some guys step up really and make some big shots. Ramos kid and the Van Dyke kid really stepped up and made some big shots for them, and they helped carry them tonight.
And Cham Dang leads you with 16 points, and also Yanga had a big bucket there to get you within one to get the steal, and Lamar Malgay gets the go-ahead basket, and then foul with under 20 seconds left to give Ramos credit, knocking down the 2 free throws. High drama near the end there.
Yeah, it was. I thought that it was a close call down there at the other end. I thought it could have been a jump ball either way. Granted, they still get the ball, but they got to throw the ball in, and they've got to make the shot then with time expiring instead of us. But give Frankie credit. He hit those 2 free throws, and our guys came down. We drew something up there, and we wanted to attack the basket. And that's what we got out of it. Braden had a good look. They double-teamed Chom, which I kind of told the guys they were going to, and had to have they were going to make somebody else beat them, and it just didn't fall for us, and it was a good look. But nothing to hang our heads about. These guys have done a great job for us.
Any final words to put a cap on the season? As you already said, losing so many seniors, going to be hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to say goodbye to this senior group that started out with me 4 years ago as a freshman coach, and then I took over when they were sophomores as the varsity coach. And these guys have really built a lot of respect and energy and integrity back for this program, and done a great job doing that, of being high-class citizens. And these guys aren't just great basketball players. They're great kids. It's going to be tough to say goodbye to all of them, and it's not something I want to do. And they're just awesome to be around, and it's fun to see their shining faces every day in the gym after school, and now I won't get to do that anymore. So it'll be nice to, just say goodbye to these guys, and they're an awesome group, and just wish them nothing but the best of luck and everything that they do. And they're great. They're great, awesome people.
Well, speaking for Chris and Tanner and myself as well, thanks a lot for the time all season long. A tough one here tonight, but great effort from you and the guys. Coach Stilley, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything you guys do for us.